it's Liam Soulier, all the way from Minneapolis. We were just talking about your buddy Cole Kodzie off camera there. And as we're speaking, we know that one of your goaltending colleagues is now out and announced, Rasmus Tiernan being announced as we speak. And you know that young Daniel Norton, the young Brit goalkeeper, is the third member of your goaltending fraternity. Liam, first off, thanks for taking the time to join us. I know you're a busy guy, but are you excited to get to work and be a part of that goaltending trio?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm just excited to join the clan again for another season. And I kind of just felt like I didn't get enough of it last year with the shortened time I spent. So it's definitely exciting.
You certainly grabbed the opportunity by the scruff of the neck. I mean, you had a 912 save percentage in league play, 2.70 goals against average. You had a shutout. You had a win in the playoff final weekend against Manchester. Was there a standout moment where you were like, oh, I really like this league, I really like playing in purple? Was there a moment where you went, yeah, I really want to come back?
I mean, I think that it was the first win in Dundee, and then the fans grabbed my heart really fast there when they started chanting my name. And I was like, I mean, I've been here for 4 days or whatever it was. And yeah, after that moment, I was just like, this is a big family, and that's something I want to be a part of.
I mean, you had a really good NCAA career. I mean, Penn State and University of Minnesota, some great schools, 52 wins in your NCAA career. You go on to Toledo. You had really good numbers in Toledo last year, and then you get the call from the clan to come over. Was it out of the blue, or was it something you were kind of thinking, if I got a chance to go to Europe, I'll head off? Because you were playing well in Toledo as well.
No, it was out of the blue. I spoke to Coach Corey Nelson at the time, and he was honest with me and said things that I wanted to hear and took the opportunity. I figured it would be something for me to do. My whole life, my whole hockey career, I've always just jumped on these kinds of opportunities, and they've ended up turning out quite good for me. So I figured that what's one more of those.
You're quite well traveled. We were joking off camera before we started recording about, I mean, you were, you know, born and spent a short time in Brampton, Ontario. You've played in Montreal. You've played in the BCHL, or you moved to Montreal. You've been all over the place. I mean, you seem to have the travel bug. Does being in Europe appeal to you? Because, like, after the season, we spoke with Brady Risk, and he was off to Portugal, and guys get a chance to travel a little bit. Because I know growing up in Newfoundland, Europe is a bit of a pipe dream when you're a young kid, so now you get an opportunity to see the world.
Yeah, I mean, having a chance to have a job that brings you to different places and see different cities and just enjoy different cultures is something that I'm very grateful for. And, you know, that's hockey. You kind of just go where people want you. And I feel like I'm wanted in Glasgow. So that's why I'm here again.
100% wanted. I mean, you seem to just come in and, like you said, that first win against the Scottish rival, the hearts of the fans seem to be with you. Did you, in the first couple of games at Brayhead Arena as well, did you realize, wow, this is a special place as well? It's one thing to win in Dundee, but to play in Brayhead Arena, everything purple, I mean, that's got to be a special moment too.
Yeah, I mean, I love the rink. Brayhead Arena, the fans, everything, the way that the, you know, even when the start of the game happens, it's a phenomenal place to play hockey. And it's something that, again, I want more of. I don't think that I got to experience it enough. So I'm excited for a full season of that.
So as we talk from Minneapolis, I mean, obviously workouts and preparations well underway, as we say, like the roster is getting built out. It's starting to get exciting. Have you been kind of watching and seeing, oh, Messner's back, Brady Risk is back? Are you getting excited when you see all the new signings?
Yeah, of course. And I'm seeing the names coming back for, you know, another year. And I think that those boys think that there's unfinished business. And I think that they see that there's, you know, the sky's the limit for this team. And we want to make it to that final two weekend, not just the final four weekend. And of course, Mess was the first one to sign, and he was my roommate, and he let me know about it. So when that happened, I was kind of like, okay, like I want that to happen to me too. I want to go join back my my roommate and one of my really good friends. And obviously Risky, seeing Teppo come back, Saigo, Just a great group of leaders. I'm forgetting names, obviously, but no, again, that's another reason why I wanted to go back to Glasgow. It's just a group of guys that we had. It's a really, really enjoyable environment. And, you know, we have some hardworking boys out there, and it just makes everything all super fun.
You made a great point there. I think a lot of those guys feel like there's a bit of unfinished business. Like, we've all been kind of left wanting more after getting to Nottingham at the Final Four. Coming over from the East Coast Hockey League, did you know the whole league format? And obviously you would have done your research once you got a call from the Clan, but the Final Four was kind of the goal. Once Mike Sorrent kind of grabbed it by the reins down the last month and 6 weeks or so of the season, that was the goal, wasn't it, to get to the Final Four?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, it's hockey, you know, anything can happen. It doesn't matter if you're in eighth place playing the first place team, you can still win two games out of three, just like we did last year. Yeah, I mean, I think also unfinished business in the sense of, you know, let's have a great regular season. Let's show that we can do this on a consistent basis through a whole season and, you know, put ourselves in the discussion right away rather than being outsiders.
I like that point as well, because when you see the likes of Risk, Messner, yourself, we know Tristan Langen is back. Those were all key components of that last 6 week run to the Final Four and, you know, upsetting the league champions, the number one seed, the Belfast Giants. So to get the likes of yourself and Langer and Mess, those guys back, those guys coming back with the same common goal of being able to do that through 50 plus games, that's a really important key and a really important core, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a game where sometimes you can just turn it on and perform on demand, but the habits, they're the story of your season at most times. And if we're able to, you know, from day one, just set a mentality and the idea that, hey, we're going to be a team that people are going to be afraid to play against. And every time that they come in at home or whether we go there on the road, they're going to be like, oh, we got Glasgow again. We got to play these guys. I think that all those players that you named are going to want to, you know, achieve that.
And you made a good point about the leaders as well. I mean, Saigo, kind of the captain of defense, if you will. Devin Sidorov, yeah. Our captain. There's going to be no more motivated player, really, is there, than Devin Sidorov? Because unfortunately, he missed that last month with the upper body injury. So you'd expect a big, big season, 54 games for Devin Sidorov, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, Sid. So many good things I can say about Sid. He, unfortunately for me, I only got to play, I think, like three games with him. And, I mean, again, that's why he's wearing the captain. He big block shot during the game and against Nottingham at home, and we won 2-1. It was just a phenomenal game for us and, you know, led by our captain. I know he was hungry to, you know, even get to the next season. He wanted to even come back potentially, but obviously broken thumb is hard. You can't just play with it. But I know that Sid is excited and hungry, and he's ready to lead this team, and he's the perfect guy to do it.
I spoke to a couple of the guys now on previous Clan chats, and one thing they all said about Liam Soulier was that, like, you've got a great personality. You just, everyone, you kind of gravitate, you have good fun, but when it's time to work, it's time to work. And I remember talking to Robert Lakovich. A lot of guys say that about him. There's a lot of different personalities in the room, but it's a really good group because there's different kinds of leadership from different kinds of personalities. And when you arrived from Toledo, did you just say, like, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to hit the ground running here, and just let's get this going here in Glasgow?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a well-traveled man, like you say, Murph. I've done this a lot of times where I just join teams and get in, so I've had the practice. But yeah, I mean, it's the most important thing is just, if you want to be the best version of yourself, you just got to be yourself. And I think that's super important to, you know, all the newcomers coming into Glasgow, that they understand that that's what we want. Like, just be you, and you're going to fit in no matter what, because that's the kind of culture we have around here. And yeah, I mean, I'm just a happy guy. You know, life is good. Life is fun. Life is, you know, precious. So I go every day and enjoy life as much as I can. And I stay positive, and I bring, you know, I try and bring everybody into that big positive circle. And, you know, we're going to stay in there because it's much more much more enjoyable to do things when you're positive rather than negative.
I think that was the resounding thing, that you always had a smile on your face. And when I saw you downstairs, like, I don't want to come around the room too much, especially if you're getting the start. I don't want to be coming down and ruining your pregame rituals and all that. But you always have a smile on your face. And I think that the fans cop that right away. Your body language is always good. And things like the thunderclap and things like acknowledging the crowd, you really took that on board and made it something that you enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, even the thunderclap is, it's awesome. Like, why wouldn't I be smiling, you know, when I'm making a save and people are chanting? Like, why wouldn't I be smiling? I'm extremely lucky to be able to do this as a job. And, you know, I just want to enjoy every second of it that I can. And obviously, the goal is to win every game, right? I'm competitive in nature. Like, even though I might be, like, there's a lot of smiles going on, that I do get angry inside and I want to perform and I want to compete. But I just realized that doing it with a smile on your face makes everything worthwhile.
And I know I could see that competitive, even from the commentary position up in the gantry. I see the way you battle and the way you communicate with your defense. But you mentioned Macaulay Tepo there. There's another guy who has a really good personality. He's sneaky funny. He's got the big smile. He's got the nice suits. But boy, oh boy, when he dials in and locks in, did you notice that on the ice? Like, when he gets locked in and is staring down opponents, he's a scary, scary man.
Yeah, I mean, Tepo, I love Tepo. Tepo sits next to me in the locker room. He's such a great guy. It took me about 3 games to realize that, okay, Tepo is a defensive monster. Nothing goes by him. He's just always in the right spots. His tick is phenomenal. And the matching with him and Saigo, it just worked so well. And I'm excited to see another season of that. And yeah, I mean, you talk about his suits. He's definitely the best dresser on our team. And he's an insanely handsome man. He carries that confidence out on the ice.
I was talking to him on a clan chat, and I didn't know if he was going to come on in a full suit or if he'd come on in a hoodie. Luckily, he just came on in a nice sweatshirt. Even his sweatshirts are nice. But I had a suit and tie here in case he showed up in a suit and tie. I wasn't going to be outdone. But one thing he did mention is, like, he texted Saigo and said, "I'm coming back, partner." Like, it's that closeness in the group. Is the WhatsApp group been fun this summer when you see Langan sign in and Masson? Like, have you got, like, I've said to a couple of the guys, are you in there kind of going, come on, let's get the core back?
I mean, I guess not for me. I'm off social media, so it's hard to keep up with all those things. But definitely for me and Mess, we keep in touch. I mean, we kind of did the same thing, came in later in the year. We were living together. We kind of figured all this stuff out together. So, I mean, as soon as I was, because he signed first, as soon as I knew that the news was coming that I was going to do it, I let him know. And obviously he gave me the thumbs up of approval and the excitement.
His release, I actually asked Mess, like, his release, obviously he's worked on it since he's like 5 years old or whatever, but I think that's why he really took the league by storm when he came on. Like, he was just shooting. Like, when he was, a lot of guys in the league look like they're going to shoot, but they make another move. Mess just shoots, and it's that sneaky quick release. Did you notice that in practice and go, wow, this guy's going to score a lot of goals?
Yeah, I mean, first practice he came down, and it's the hardest one. You know, he could just tell it's heavy, it's fast, it's quick. And obviously we talk hockey, whether it's in the locker room or at the apartment together. And me coming from the goalie perspective and him coming from the forward perspective, you know, like, I'm telling him, like, you know, and that's the other thing. I think he's a good listener. He works hard. I mean, he's a workhorse. There's nothing else to say about him. And, you know, we would discuss, he'd ask me questions like, how do I score more goals? And then I tell him some pointers, and next thing you know, during the game, he's doing it and he's scoring a lot of goals, you know? So come back to the bench, ask me, like, what spot am I picking today? Where am I shooting for all this? And no, it's all due to his work ethic and his dedication to, you know, wanting to be better. He works out. And that's the other thing too. You talk about the crew of leaders. You got Langan, Mess, Risky. Those guys would ask me to stay out on the ice all the time after practice so that they could work on stuff to, you know, in tight, out far for scoring goals. And, you know, those are the kind of guys I want to go to battle with.
That's a lovely anecdote, because I can imagine that if we could record that or put a fly on the wall listening to you and Mess talk, at the apartment after a big win or even after a loss about how we can stop more goals, how we can score more goals. I mean, that must have been a lovely sort of synergy between a top goal scorer and a top goalie sitting there on the couch, you know, maybe having a cool beverage and just talking about how you can be better. I mean, they must have been some great chats because you were both, like you said, you both were new to the club.
Yeah, I mean, our friendship grew immediately. I mean, this Messi is such a good guy. It was easy. It was smooth like butter, like we would say, and I'm excited for more.
Talk about what your summer looks like, because like when I'm talking to, you know, a Sid or a Teppo, obviously their preparations are a little bit different as defensemen or forwards. What does a day in the life look like for Liam in the postseason as he gets ready for year two in purple?
So a day in the life looks like I wake up, I either work out or skate depending on what time the skate is at. So if the skate is early, I'll skate and then work out. If the skate is later, I'll work out and then skate. And then get back home, do some work for just my dad, working for my dad. And then, you know, by the time that happens, there's a stretch involved. And then it's 5 p.m. and the girlfriend comes back home and it's time to cook dinner and rinse and repeat. I mean, it's pretty regimented. It's pretty boring. But it's something that I grew to love. And the off season is always a great time to just refine the little spots of the game that you want to get better at, get in better shape, or fix a little bump and bruise from the season and show up healthy and 100% ready to go for the season.
That skate you mentioned, because I always love to talk to the guys about if it's a pro skate or is it guys that you've skated with for years down there in Minneapolis? Is it ex-NHLers? Is it NCAA guys? Like, who are you working out with on the ice?
I mean, it's kind of the big reason why I am here in Minneapolis. I was lucky enough to, you know, do my grad year at the University of Minnesota, and it's a storied program with so many great alumni. And obviously alumni that are still playing in the high levels of hockey, such as the NHL, AHL, Europe, you name it, there's going to be a player from Minneapolis out there. And I mean, it's a pro skate. We got guys all the way from NHL to, you know, college level, and it's super competitive. It's tough. It's where you go to get better.
Talk about the University of Minnesota. Yeah, some great, great players have come out of there, including yourself. You had a couple of shutouts that year, 917 save percentage in your grad year. For anyone who's not familiar with NCAA hockey, just talk about how great the level is there. Some people are familiar now. A lot of people are familiar because the Belfast Giants do the Friendship Four now, so it kind of exposes us. And we know how good Brady Risk is coming out of NCAA. We know Cade Nielsen spent some time. Lots of players that played for us last year have played in the NCAA, including yourself. Talk about the NCAA, especially from a goaltending perspective, because you're getting shots from some of the top players in the country.
Yeah, I mean, especially the Big Ten, Big Ten hockey, where the big schools are at. I mean, I was facing draft picks every night for my whole 5 years of playing in college. College from top to bottom, I mean, it's a war. It's a short season. You're playing about 36 to 40 games. Every weekend is a doubleheader against the same team, kind of like this format here in the EIHL. It's by game two, it's, you know, your body is worn down. Everybody's going 110 miles an hour. Everybody's fighting for their life because, I mean, a loss means a lot. A loss could be not getting into the tournament at the end of the year, which is only the top 16 teams make it out of 60-some teams. So, you know, every weekend is all about winning both games and sweeping an opponent. It's really hard. It's kind of the same in the EIHL. It's kind of why I think I fell in love with the league, is it gave me a very familiar feel to college hockey, where you play on the weekends and you play the same team twice often. Yeah, I mean, it's hyper competitive. I owe it to that league and that development for where I'm at today.
Talk about, you arrive in Glasgow. Did you know much about Scotland other than maybe the golf courses and the things that are quite obvious to us from North America? Growing up thinking about Scotland, I always thought, oh, you'd want to go to St. Andrews or whatever. So did you know much about Glasgow, and was there anything that you wanted to do away from the rink right away, and any sort of surprises from the city, any sort of highlights that stick out for you learning and exploring a new city?
No, I kind of like to just go into it blind. I don't really do any research or anything. Obviously, I've heard of Glasgow, big time city. I was just excited to go there and just, become a citizen of that city. I kind of just show up, let's go for walks, let's go see some coffee shops, let's go see some restaurants. And Glasgow, I mean, there's an unlimited amount of places to go see for food and drinks and whatnot. The downtown area is beautiful, and even just Brayhead area too, that Brayhead shopping center. I mean, it's humongous. It's a fun place to just walk around, and the fact that we have it right in the backyard of our rink, or if the rink is in the backyard of the mall, I'm not even sure anymore, right? But no, I mean, obviously North Scotland, I have to make my way to St. Andrews at some point. You're pointing out the golf. That's definitely something. I didn't bring my golf clubs the first time around. I'm doing that this time with, of course, Brady Risk, the golf addict on the team. He's going to want to have the boys to come join him and play some golf. So I'm excited for the golf part. And I mean, I would say that the IHL, with the travel and the teams that we play against, you get to see the countryside, you get to see kind of the bulk of the island. And it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, Scotland is wonderful. We're biased, obviously, because we're associated with Glasgow, but I really do think it's the best city on the 10-team circuit. You're going to have to buy your buddy Macaulay Tepo a sleeve of nice Titleist golf balls or something, because he said he didn't play last year. He wants to play this year, but he's worried that he's going to lose like 200 pounds worth of balls. So he probably needs a few handouts to, because he hasn't golfed a lot. He's worried he'll be rusty and lose a lot of balls. So you'll have to get Tepo a gift when you come through duty free. When you look at that sort of stretch run and what's possible, and like I said, it's left us all wanting more. I think we all wish the summer, like you don't want to wish time away, do you? Because like you said, you have to enjoy every day and you got to do it with a smile on your face and work hard and all that. But like, I think we'd all be pretty happy if the season started tomorrow. Do you kind of share that? Do you feel like, oh, if we could get right back in there, we were on such a run?
My honest answer is no. Obviously, the summer is a great time. You want to enjoy the summer. The season is grueling. It's a long time where you're just always on, and we're talking about in total probably 70 games we're gonna play. So, this time off, more is less, and less is more. This is why the summer is great, because you're doing less, and it actually is gonna end up doing more for you in the season when it starts. So I hope that every player on our team is enjoying their summer fully, and I want everybody to be calm, stress-free, relaxed, and happy to come back to Glasgow.
I guess it's easy for me or management or coaches to say we wish we could start tomorrow because we don't have the stop shots from Scott Conway or any of the top goal scorers around the EIHL. I mean, it's a good point. I mean, that especially you guys are doing the work. You do need that mental refocus, but also your body needs that refocus as well. And like you said, fine-tuning little things that you learned about last year. Is there anything you really want to like not put pressure on yourself, but is there anything you really want to work on this summer? Heading into year two.
I mean, there's always stuff to work on, right? It's a constant chase to perfection that you're essentially never going to reach. But yeah, if I can just give you something, obviously just training my eyes more and more and more, getting better at seeing pucks. The eye is a muscle that you can train, and the more you train it, the better it gets. So that's definitely a big part of emphasis for my training this summer.
Are you watching the NHL playoffs? Because over here, I'm trying my best, but it's 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and all that. And now, as we record this, there's, the Stanley Cup Finals tied 1-1. Have you been watching that and enjoying watching the NHL in the proper time zone?
The NHL playoffs have been a phenomenal watch. All playoff long, especially in now this final, we've had two games that, belong in the cinema. I think it's probably going to go to seven by the way that it looks to it, and there's no other way that we will want to have it. So yeah, it's been enjoyable to just watch full games rather than just the highlights in the morning.
Like as a guy that spent some time in his youth as a kid in Montreal or in the Quebec area, did you kind of want the Montreal Canadiens to get through and break the hoodoo? I mean, it's been 1993 was the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. It was Montreal. Were you kind of cheering on the Habs?
Of course, I'm cheering on the Habs. I'm a diehard Habs fan. It was a good run. I mean, young team, you know, I think it's more about the excitement for the future for that hockey team. And I think the city and I are super excited to see what's going to, you know, come of the next years.
There's no better place than the Bell Center on a Saturday night, other than maybe Brayhead on a Friday or whatever. I mean, the Bell Center is a special place. And so to any Glasgow Clan fans who have not been to Montreal on a Saturday night for Hockey Night in Canada, put it on the bucket list, because that is a special place for a hockey game, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you are a hockey fan and you want to see the epitome of watching a hockey game, you go to the Bell Center. And after that, everything else will feel just a little less.
Just a little bit less. Less is more and more is less. Do you have, I know you're a busy guy and I know you've got lots going on there. Do you have a message for the Purple Army, the fans that sort of grabbed your heart right away? Maybe just a little summer message from Minneapolis as we head into the dog days of summer here for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, fans, I'm super excited to come back home and, you know, play in front of you guys. And, you know, we're one team, right? We can't do it without you, and you guys give us the energy. So rest up as well. Take the time off to save your vocal cords and your hand clapping so that the beginning of the season is loud and electric.
Liam, I really appreciate you taking the time. I think we could probably talk hockey and talk Clan chat, all things Clan, for about an hour here, but I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for taking the time. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in a few months' time. But as you quite rightly said, you got to enjoy your summer and reset there in Minneapolis. So enjoy your summer, be safe, and we'll see you in September.
Thank you so much, Murph. Take care.
Cheers, bud.